This is Earth and Sky. Astronauts on the International Space Station tend to lose about 2% of their body's bone mass for each month they spend in space.
That's because bone is living tissue. It's constantly broken down by some cells and rebuilt by others. Without gravity and regular exercise, that balance is upset and less bone is added. Eventually, a loss of bone density can lead to bone fractures and breaks. Jay Shapiro is a team leader for bone loss studies at NASA's National Space Biomedical Research Institute.
Our particular project involves using patients who have spinal cord injury as a model for the kind of bone loss that occurs in astronauts during spaceflight.
Patients with spinal cord injuries are like astronauts in that they aren't using their lower limbs. They seem to suffer about the same rate of bone loss in their lower bodies as astronauts. Shapiro's project involves administering zoledronate, a drug used to prevent bone loss, to those with spinal cord injuries. Half receive the drug, the other half receive a placebo. The patients take the drug for several months while their bone densities are regularly measured.
If the drug helps those with spinal cord injuries, it might also help astronauts maintain strong bones on future multi-year missions to Mars. Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.